Uncle John has never been one to take a joke well. He's one of those guys that will automatically assume anything you say to him is an attempt to make fun of him or just to be rude, and will flip out about it instead of taking a few seconds to realize the joke was made with innocent intentions. I remember someone, I think it was my mom, telling him there was a hole in the sleeve of his Steelers sweatshirt. He immediately got upset and shouted, "What's that supposed to mean?" and stormed from the room. He acts like that and then gets mad when it becomes a joke between the less humor-challenged members of the family. The most memorable outburst happened almost 3 years ago during my family's annual 4th of July picnic at my aunt's house in McKees Rocks. My mom, dad, Cousin Kesa, Cousin Kit, and I were sitting in the living room. Kit and my mom were reminiscing about childhood vacations and family funny moments. My dad, Kesa, and I were laughing along at the ridiculousness of each occurrence and enjoying the stories. This one time, Kit started another one. We were visiting John and Lisa in Virginia, and Kit lost his crap at a Mitsubishi TV. He censored himself for Kesa and I. We all knew the TV he was talking about, the huge Mitsubishi TV in the basement of Kesa and her mom's house in Stafford, Virginia. He was trying to get the picture-in-picture or split screen to work so he could watch the two football games that were on at the same time. He gave up after an insanely long time and walked away all angry. He came back 10 minutes later and we were all watching the TV. I was 12 years old and I got the split screen to work. He was so mad he started cursing at me and the TV, Kit finished. Kesa and I burst into laughter at the easily imaginable overreaction. Just then, in what may have been the best timing ever, or the worst, Kesa's dad, my Uncle John, walked into the room. He asked what was so funny. Nothing. My dad pushed it aside. "Hey, John, we've got this new Mitsubishi TV, and I can't figure out how to get the picture-in-picture working. Got any pointers?" "Shouldn't you be asking Kit?" Kesa asked. John stopped for a second and looked around the room. He caught sight of Kit, Kesa, my mom, and me, whose faces were bright red in an effort not to laugh. "Just wait," he shouted at us angrily. "Just you wait. Your time will come. You'll get yours. Just you wait." Then he stormed out of the room. Kit fell off the couch. He was laughing so hard. All of us were left with two things in mind. The first, we would never be able to forget that moment. The second, at 50-some years old, with an ex-wife and a teenage daughter, John cannot take a joke, even if it's about something he did over 17 years earlier.